How and why to delegate? In business, delegation is perhaps the most difficult task. Can you share the work you have in your little finger with someone you don't know? While you try to delegate the work several times, that worm of doubt always appeared. I'll do it better myself. It will be faster. Would it really be faster over the long run? Or would it just make you extra busy and lead to burnout before you know it? Three reasons why to delegate. At the beginning of our business, it was difficult to admit that we couldn't do everything. That work had run over us and required a lot more time. It is time to delegate work when we realize our day is getting shorter and shorter and that most of it is spent working. Make time for yourself. How long has it been since you spoke with your friends on the phone? When was the last time you saw them? One of your friends would recommend you, but he thinks you do not have enough time for new business collaborations. Would you rather not waste time hanging out with friends, having casual conversations where you might learn important things? Boring tasks out, new projects in. Isn't it time to stop doing the jobs that exhaust you physically and mentally? Market research, feedback forms, scheduling Zoom meetings, taking notes from meetings. And the like are tasks you don't enjoy but have to do. Measure how much time is spent on such tasks. Consider what would you rather do with that time. Meetings, personal branding, hanging out with friends, gardening. New ideas. Did you come up with any new ideas over the past year? Would you have been able to accomplish more? New ideas slip away too quickly from you when you are overwhelmed by tasks you need to do but can delegate. When you have old burdens to carry with you, it is difficult to make new discoveries. There is probably no better reason to let someone else handle some jobs than this. Delegation of tasks. Who should do it? The most difficult part of leaving part of work to someone else is choosing whom to delegate to. You should choose a person whose energy, knowledge, and skills suit your needs. You will be able to tell from the first conversation who is the right hand you can trust. There are several factors to consider before choosing either an internal or external collaborator. Which tasks will you delegate? What is the best way to convey the work process? How long will it take you to prepare the instructions? What amount of compensations are you prepared to set aside? In what time frame must tasks be completed? It may seem that the first steps are the most difficult, but good planning, clear instructions, and delegating tasks will eventually result in what you strive for: more time for yourself, more private time, and further business development. Success comes from taking small steps. Don't forget how much time you spend learning and absorbing knowledge to become what you are today. The people that are willing to help you are waiting for you. Now it's up to you to embrace them as equals.